How to become time rich. Before we dive into today's episode, I want you to head on over to heatherchauvin.com/live and join our next live webinar. It's June 6th and the 13th. So I have two live dates for you if you cannot make one. Also, what I wanted to say is when I am teaching live webinars, there's a lot of doing. So create the space, bring your pen and paper, and head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/live, L-I-V-E. How to become time rich for busy women managing people, raising children, and deeply desiring more from life.
Let's finish the year strong. Hey ladies, I'm back and this is the Mamas in Control podcast. I'm Heather Chauvin and we have a few weeks left of 2021. It's go time. So every single day you're going to hear a podcast from me. This podcast are tips, tricks, strategies, clips from inside of our mastery and our mastery business coaching experience. We talk about parenting. We talk about emotional health. We talk about managing our energy and our time. But more importantly, this is about how we show up in the world. We all know who we want to become. We know what we don't want in our lives. Therefore, we know what we do want in our lives. And sometimes figuring that out, that's where the magic happens. When we know how to master our fear, master our guilt, master our resistance, and not push through it, this is not about burnout. It's not about hustling. This is about showing up, shifting our identity and showing up in a way that feels aligned and alive with the life that we want to be living. Whether it's at home or in your career, you could work in corporate, you could be a business owner, whoever you are in the world, you are ready to make a bigger impact. You are ready to feel alive. So if you are somebody who's been following me for a while and waiting until we open the doors to our coaching programs, now is the time. We are doing our interviews for 2022 start dates. So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/mastery. Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/mastery. And if you are interested in our mastery business coaching experience, this is for women, professional women who are either trying to leave corporate and want to market their skills. You are a badass and you know you're good at it, but you just have no idea how to do marketing or sales. Check out our mastery business experience. That's Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/business. And maybe you have no desire to start a business, or maybe you don't own a business and you are just incredibly overwhelmed and you have no idea where to start. And the thought of entering a longer term program, whether it's 8 months with a big investment, feels really overwhelming to you. That's why this year we decided to open the doors for the first time ever publicly for our Mastery Jumpstart Experience. This is a 2-month container of space helping you start to get the engine going, creating that momentum for you. So you get everything that we give our students inside of our mastery experience. You get a mentor, you get access to me, you get the modules, you get the live calls. And it's only 2 months, which means it's a fraction of the investment as well. So if you've been hanging out a while and you've been wanting to work with me, but you're like, holy crap, how am I going to make this happen? Now is the time. But here's the trick. The doors do close at the end of December, and we will not be opening them again for Mastery Jumpstart until the spring. So now is the time to join us and book that call. So head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/mastery. You have one life, and so many opportunities to change the trajectory of how you feel and what your future looks like. Now is the time to take that action. HeatherChauvin.com/mastery. Do not pass up this opportunity once the doors are closed. They will be closed until the spring. All right, let's dive into today's podcast.
And talk about shifting in markets and like watching the world. We all know where the world is right now. Okay. The world is at a 22. And I have to ask myself, Heather, who, and I do this in the mirror before I post on social, sometimes it slips out of my mouth, but I say, what energy do you want to put out into the world? There's people looking at you right now, not fake it till you make it. I don't believe in that. I can't fake anything. I cannot, you will read it all over my face. You will know if I'm faking something. I cannot, Morgan, shush. You will know if I'm faking something. I just can't do it. So my point is authentically showing up. And it's not that I'm hiding. I'm just processing. If I'm quiet, I'm processing, or I'm living my best life and I'm just taking a break because I'm finding that I'm like, you know, I keep going on social or something like that. And I'm like, ooh, this habit is not good. So I'm going to like remove myself until I break this toxic pattern, right? Energetically, where are you showing up in your messaging? If you're finding yourself getting depleted, getting angry, getting overwhelmed or frustrated, and you start marketing from that place, and that's the energy that you're putting out, people are going to smell that. And like attracts like, right? So I've been watching now where I'm like, who do I want to be? What's the cause that I want to represent right now, right? I find a lot of women get trapped into the guilt game and they're like, oh my God, I feel so guilty. And I'm like, what do I have control over? I have control over my energy. I have control over how I show up and how I act. So what do I want to represent? I want to represent possibility because that's how I live my life. But I'm also not like sprinkling positive vibes on everything. I'm like, this is incredibly emotionally uncomfortable, but how do you get out of bed every day? How do you show up? How do you support your children when they're having a panic attack about something? How do you, it's like taking a stand for the possibility, the top seven energy, right? And not hanging out in the bottom. So when we're marketing fear, like I'm going to use, we all know what our worst case scenario is, right? In our business, we have our worst case scenario. If they don't work with you, we know what their worst case scenario is. We also know what their best case scenario is. I'm going to spend probably 90% of my time in the best case scenario and possibility with people. And that is kind of what Heidi alluded to. I don't even know what's possible for myself financially, because I didn't grow up with female mentors to show me that, right? But I'm watching some of your posts, Heidi, and you said something about like you're starting to talk about like it's not always about saving, like it's about spending too. And I'm starting to listen to people who are talking about developing the muscle of spending money. Because we have developed the muscle of saving money, but we have not become spenders. And so you're educating women on how to spend without guilt, right? And so that's not even something in my consciousness. It's a problem, right? But you're like giving me permission to live. So this is where it's like you're hanging out in the top seven with the energy that you're putting out in your messaging and all of that. And then people say, you're so inspiring, or, oh my gosh. And you're just showing, you're helping them raise their vibration. It's not that you're avoiding what's happening in the world, but you're saying, guess what? The more money you make, the more I'm giving 1% away. So if it's $1 million house and I get X amount of commission, this organization gets more. So I would rather go with you than the other person, right?
3 years ago, I invested in working with Heather, and it was one of the best decisions of my life. It actually saved my life. It saved my marriage, saved my business, and saved my sanity as a mom. I did not know that I was going to grow into this capable woman who had five little tiny children, a business where I work less and make more, and a marriage where I actually feel totally seen. In my life, 3 years ago, I would have never thought that I was capable of doing that. But with the help of Heather and just the tools that she gave me, but even more so, just caring genuinely about her clients, that was what I really needed in my life to see my potential. And I'm sitting here now thinking, what are the next 3 years going to bring? Because I know it's just going to get better and better, because what she gave me is lifelong. And it's a gift that keeps giving. And if you keep doing the work, you keep growing. I could never fully repay Heather, and I don't know if she'll ever know the extent that she's saved my life.
Well, that's it. And I wanted to thank you for listening today, because I truly believe you are exactly where you need to be. And now I have a favor to ask. In exchange for the value you've gained from this free podcast, I'd be forever grateful if you would leave us a review on iTunes. Share the show with at least one woman in your life who you feel would benefit, and or take a screenshot and share it on social media, and always feel free to tag me at Heather Chauvin. The world does not benefit from your guilt and fatigue. The world needs more women who are willing to unlearn everything they've been taught. Women who are courageous enough to feel good and not let guilt run the show. I believe you are that courageous woman. To see if my community and coaching is the right fit for you and your big vision, the relationships you desire, the money, time, energy that you know deep down you are capable of creating, then head on over to heatherchauvin.com/work with me. That's Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/work with me, and take the next step in the right direction. Taking a stand for how you feel means you are taking a stand for how your children show up as adults. And if you have a personal question or topic you'd like me to answer on the podcast, text me 313-710-5199. 313-710-5199. You are so worthy of feeling good. Now go do some scary shit.
This summer, I'm being incredibly intentional about community. My word for the summer is community and connection. And I just want to say thank you for being a longtime podcast listener, or maybe you're a new listener, and I wanted to celebrate you. And I wanted to create more connections. So what I've decided to do is do a merch giveaway. If you are unfamiliar, I have a merch shop on my store, so you can go check it out on my website at heatherchauvin.com. You can purchase anything you want. But what I'm actually going to be doing is I'm going to do a giveaway for my hat, my How Do You Want to Feel baseball cap, one of my journals, which is the Emotionally Uncomfortable journal, and my beautiful Myrrh mug, which is called Excited Shitless. Excited Shitless is when you take the leap and you're like excited about your next level, but you're also terrified. So go check out the merch on my store. But here is how you can dive into the actual giveaway. Go to Instagram and find me at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. And right now I have about like 19 or 20,000 followers. So if you're finding someone else that doesn't have that, that's not me. And all you have to do is follow me to be entered into the giveaway, and then send me a private message that says giveaway. That's all you got to do. Go follow me on Instagram at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. I think there's an underscore after that. follow me and DM me giveaway. And what we're going to be doing in a few weeks is we are going to announce the winner, and then we will reach out to you in your DMs on Instagram, and we're going to ask you which item you want in the merch shop. Do you want a hat? Which color do you want? Do you want a journal? Do you want a mug? Do you want a signed copy of my book? And yeah, that's it. It's all about connection, community, and gratitude for me this summer. And I just want to say thank you for being a listener. Thank you for, you know, all the messages that I receive on Instagram and in email. I'm just here to help women thrive. And this is not an emotionally comfortable journey, as you know, hence the reason the name of the podcast. And in order to attract more time, more energy, more money in our lives, we got to take some emotionally uncomfortable action. So I'm right there with you on the front lines. And yeah, go follow me on Instagram and DM me. Giveaway.